Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today. Want to remind everyone about the Passion Play coming up on Easter weekend there at the church on Friday night. We've got some special singing coming in. The Edwards family will be singing Friday night. And then on Saturday, Middle Cross will be singing there. And then on Sunday evening, we've got the Justice family. I know you're going to enjoy that. What a blessing. Special singing will start at 6 o'clock, and then the Passion Play begins at 7. We're going to pick up the day on the message we began this past week on Mephibosheth, from broken to blessed. This is the final message. Hope it's a blessing.
You know, the Bible said right there that Mephibosheth called himself a dead dog. I think that it was the fact that what got him out of his seat was the fact that he acknowledged the insignificance of himself. I think he recognized that of his unworthiness. In verse number 6, David said, Mephibosheth, I don't know about you, but man, I can't wait, but David called him by his name. David called him by his name. And I've never listened to me tonight. I hope you get a hold of this. I've prayed to God a long time, and I've had personal meetings with the Lord, and I'm able to go to my prayer closet and get my Bible, amen, and God speaks to me, amen, in a spiritual sense, but I've never had him audibly, amen, look at me and say, Philip Youngblood, amen. But one of these days, thank God, amen, one of these days, he's going to call me by name, and I'm going to be a guest at his table, thank God. He said, I have no value. I'm a dead dog. But I want to tell you tonight I've got no value either. But I'm telling you the grace of God that I have in the King. Boy, I've got a King who loves me tonight, amen. And I got a King that'd do anything for me. I got a relationship with the God of heaven, amen. And I tell you, that speaks volumes tonight. A lot of people don't have anything. Aren't you glad he still loves those sinners? Aren't you glad he don't leave us in Lodabar? Aren't you glad, thank God, he comes to where we're at? Amen, he's come to where we're at to make a difference in our life. There was some insignificance for the broken. But then we find that there was some interceding for the broken. I want you to get this. Look at verse number 9 through 11. Then the king of called Ziba, Saul's servant, he said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained to Saul and to all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him. Y'all see that? King David's not just only given him the land, but he's also given him the resources and the help that it needs to get the job done. Can I tell you tonight, thank God, I'm glad that dear God in heaven, I'm glad that we're not by ourselves tonight. I'm glad that, man, that when it comes to the job of getting the gospel out and making sure people know what it takes to be saved with the grace of God, I'm glad that I don't stand alone while I'm lame on my feet when it comes to the delivery. I'm glad, amen, that God sent some helpers my way, amen. I'm glad that I got some help from heaven getting the job done, bringing in the crop. Amen. Mephibosheth, my master's sons, you'll eat bread all the way at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. And then said Ziba to the king, according to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. This right here is probably one of the first places that you read about Mephibosheth becoming a relationship. Now David's recognizing him as a son. He's no longer Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan. Now he's like David's son. Can I tell you one of these days while we, I'm about to have a Holy Ghost fit up here, friend. I'm telling you, one of these days, amen, I believe this. I think, amen, in the rapture of the church that the Lord's going to step out and say all of our names at one time. And I'm going to hear, just like he called Lazarus, "Lazarus, come forth." I think he's going to say, "Philip, come forth." I tell you, I'm going to leave this old world. I'm getting out of Lodabar, amen, and I'm going to be at the king's table. And you say, "What's going to happen, preacher?" Boy, I tell you, I got it in my mind now. Listen, I've already got an invitation. You say, "What's the big deal?" Well, I'm working with that man, that situation tonight concerning that of the interceding. I can't make myself go to heaven, Mother Kevin, but I'm waiting on one that'll take me, amen. I'm waiting on one that'll get me out of here. I can see it now. I see the gate swing open, and then they say, "Welcome the Lord of hosts," amen, Psalm chapter number 24. And then what happens then? You say, "Preacher, what's going to happen?" I think the angels are all going to line up in attention. And I think the Lord's going to lead the charge. He's going to walk in back and help me. And while they praise him, they begin to say, "Hey, I know you've been through a lot. I know that you've been through the battlefield. You look like you're winning. You look like you won. We got a place at the table for you, friend. Come in that." You say, "What's going to happen?" We're going to walk up to that place at the table. I don't know what it's going to say, but just hold with me in my imagination for just a moment. I've never had it but one time happen this way, but I think there's going to be maybe a card sitting there, and we're going to walk up, and the Lord said, "It's time for the marriage supper. Take your places at the table. And if you've made it this far, you've got a card at the table." And you go, I can just imagine now, Brace, you're sitting down, amen. I don't know if it's a long table. I don't know if it's a wide table, but I can just see it now spiritually in my mind, standing there in the glory world, amen, looking around, amazed about what all that God's done, and then looking down and seeing my name on the card, amen. You say, "How could that happen?" The King of Glory came to get me, amen. Thank God, I'm glad I got a place tonight at the King's table. I'm about to have a fit. There's some interceding for the broken. But then lastly, let me give this thought and we'll be done. What about the inhabiting for the broken? I've titled this message tonight, "From Broken to Blessed." And I believe that in the life of Mephibosheth, you can see that he was broken, but then he was also blessed. I don't think you can help but see that he was blessed. You could say, this is close, he went from rats to riches. From rats to riches. That place of Lodabar seemed to be a filthy place. He's went from darkness unto light. He's went from helplessness to the state of being helped more than he could ever dream. You say, "Why, preacher?" Because he received an invitation from the king, friend. And because he responded to that invitation, I can tell you tonight that when you respond to the invitation of God, you'll be taking on a place that brings you from rats to riches, friend. From broken to blessed. The invitation was this. We don't find anything about David, man, talking a whole lot about the riches. But he sure did talk about the table a lot. "He'll be my table guest." That tells me something, friend. That tells me that David wanted a whole lot more than just blessing with riches. David wanted a son. I'm going to tell you tonight, when I look at the Lord Jesus Christ, while he's hanging on Golgotha, at Golgotha, man, there, the place of the skull, at Calvary, with the blood, listen to me, streaming from the cross, Jesus is saying this, Father, forgive them for they know not what to do. I'm looking at the Lord, and while the Lord's looking at you and I, he don't care about the riches of glory. He don't care about the street of gold. He's not doing it, amen, for the pearly gates or the awesomeness of the throne. He's not doing it for that. He's doing it because you and I needed a Savior, thank God. There's a reason. The devil will have you thinking you're not important tonight. But you were so important that Jesus died for you. Amen. Y'all get that? You were so important that Jesus died for you that you might have everlasting life. It's not because he wants you to inherit just all of heaven. He wants you to be an inhabitor of glory. I'm talking about a relationship tonight. An inhabitor. I got to think about Mephibosheth and how that this one move must have changed his whole world. The Bible said that Mephibosheth had a son. I'm wondering tonight, that son's bound to see the change in daddy. The old grim depression, the old grim focus. But then one day, thank God, the king sent an invitation. And from that moment, we moved to family. We got out of this rat situation. We got out of this rough place. And we went to live with the king. And if you took the testimony of the son, it might be something like this. I'm going to tell you one thing. It ain't like it used to be. Oh, it ain't like it used to be. Hey, I want to tell you, my daddy had to go to the hospital all the time because of the dirtiness. My daddy was always in pain. My daddy was always suffering. My daddy was all, hey, but not anymore. He's got somebody to take care of him now, thank God. I'm telling you tonight, friend, if you're lost and undone without God in a hopeless state, you're living in misery, you're living in low devour, what you need to do is just accept the king's invitation tonight and say, yes, sir, I'll inhabit that place at the table. I want to close with this. The Bible said that he was at the king's table continually. I want to say tonight that I believe 100% in free will. And I believe that Mephibosheth made his own mind up. I believe David didn't have to command him to meet with him continually. I don't think David had to force him to show up at meal time. If you think back on it, what more could the king have given than what he'd already given? What are you waiting on, friend? What are you waiting on? Aren't you miserable? I've done all of this for you so that you can have everlasting life. Every head bowed, every eye closed for just a moment. Let me talk to you for just a second. I want you to really isolate in. Won't you listen real good? What more could Jesus have done for you, friend? God sent his only begotten Son that you might have life. I didn't deserve that. You didn't deserve it. It doesn't change the fact he loved us enough. He went to that cross and died. But tonight the Lord wants you to come sit down at his table. He wants you to be a child of God. And I'm going to ask you this question tonight. Have you ever been born again? Has there ever been a time you asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior? If not, tonight could be your night. The King of Glory could be bringing it to you. And you can accept his invitation and sit down at the King's table continually.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.